Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our next guest, I'm going to excuse the fact that he was in New England because he does such a good job. He's one of the newest members of that great Good Morning Football show on NFL Network. He's going to make his debut in the booth for the NFL on Westwood One tonight. So he is in Cleveland, and we're so lucky to have him on the air with us here in Pittsburgh. Jason McCourty, such a smart, intelligent, great energy, great personality, and he's going to have all the action tonight from the Dog Pound for the Steelers and Browns. Jason, you've looked at both of these teams. Give us a scouting report. Give us a read on what you expect to transpire a few hours from now inside Cleveland Browns Stadium.
Man, I'm fired up for this matchup. I obviously got a chance to play in Cleveland for a year, but these two teams don't like each other. The fans, the people of the cities that they represent, they don't like each other either. So you get a division opponent, you get two teams coming off losses. And I think for the Cleveland Browns, they're fired up to have a game so fast after the kind of the meltdown that they went through this past Sunday, a game they should have won, had the Jets at hand, up 13 points with 90 seconds to go. And gave away that game in the closing seconds because of really a breakdown on their end. And then you have the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're coming off a loss to the New England Patriots where it was a hard-fought game, and their defense really has played well throughout these first 2 weeks, and the offense is kind of stagnant right now. They're looking for a spark. They're looking to find their identity. So these are two teams that are hungry for a win, don't like each other, and I don't think there's a better combination you can have for a Thursday night matchup.
Jason, how vulnerable are the Browns in that secondary if we're hearing stories coming out of there this week? As a defensive back, tell us, like, how quickly can problems like those communications issues get fixed?
They're huge. We've watched the Browns have breakdowns in both games in the fourth quarter. We watched last week Corey Davis, a 66-yard touchdown left wide open. In week one, it was Robbie Anderson on a 75-yard touchdown. And this is a Browns secondary that has talent throughout the entire secondary. And when you don't communicate, it leads to problems fast and early on. And we've seen that from them. And I think more importantly, we saw with these guys, Denzel Ward on Twitter saying, hey, it wasn't my fault. Grant Delpit didn't really comment on whose fault it was. So there's some things brewing in that secondary, and I think it'll be an opportunity for Pittsburgh, who hasn't made a ton of plays down the field, hasn't gotten the ball in their wide receivers' hands to really do damage, to possibly take advantage of a Brown secondary who's kind of reeling right now and see if they can capitalize big.
Hey, Jason, when we hear that there are communication problems, whose fault is that, but whose job in a secondary typically is it to be the guy making sure that there's good communication? Is that one particular position on most teams or what?
The safeties, it usually starts with them. They're kind of the quarterbacks of the defense, but the better your defense is, you have 11 guys out there on the field, and they're all communicating. The defensive line are usually the guys, they're going to have their hands in the dirt, and they're not doing as much. They can't see as much, but still – the one thing we always talk about in the game of football, especially on defense, echo the call. One guy may communicate, but we need 10 other guys from that same person making sure everybody on the field has the call. In the secondary, you hate to get beat by just not knowing what you're doing or not knowing what's going on. It's hard enough covering some of these guys that are extremely talented in the league. Make them have to beat you one-on-one and make a great play. Don't just give it to them the easy way.
Jason, as a former defensive back, looking at the Steelers' skill position guys, who do you think would be more difficult to contend with? A guy like Deontay Johnson, who's so fluid in and out of his breaks, or a guy like Chase Claypool or George Pickens, who their physical size is so imposing?
Oh, I mean, if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you got to love the sound of that question. You have talent through each of them. I remember going against Deontay Johnson his rookie year, and he ran a double move on me in the red zone and killed me. I mean, I'm looking at the quarterback. I'd still be standing in the backfield if John Jones didn't come over and save the day and break that pass up. It's hard to quantify which one is more dangerous. I think the fact that they have all three of those guys, we watched Claypool come into the league and just catch touchdown pass after touchdown pass. George Pickens was the highlight of the preseason. You want to have guys like that that can compete and make plays on the outside. I think now it's up to Matt Canada and his Pittsburgh offense, obviously with Trubisky at quarterback, find ways to get the ball in these guys' hands, whether it's screens, taking a shot down the field. You heard Mitch already say this week about how important it is to be able to give number 14 a chance on the outside, George Pickens. So, I mean, it's hard for me to just choose one. Those three, they have a unique ability, and they're all in one offense.
Jason McCourty with us. This guy is blowing up. He's doing big things now that he's retired. Good Morning Football on NFL Network. He'll have the game, the NFL on Westwood One. If you're not in Pittsburgh and you don't have Amazon, make sure you put Jason McCourty on tonight for the NFL on Westwood One. He'll have the play-by, he'll have the color with the play-by-play man, the great Ian Eagle, who's done the first two Steelers games of the year. So he's got them down to a science. Jason, they got this embarrassment of riches at wide receiver, but they can't get these guys the friggin' ball. I mean, what is going on? You've looked at the tape. Why isn't the Steelers, why aren't they pushing the ball downfield and making defensive backs pay, Jason McCourty?
I think it's a combination of them trying to figure out an identity and who they're going to be on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, when you have Najee Harris in the backfield, you want that to be your focal point. And he's obviously talked in the preseason, the foot injury, where he's at health-wise. He missed some training camp. So through 2 weeks, he looks like himself. He looks explosive. He jumped over my brother last week, which I definitely made fun of him for that. But it's hard to determine right now who they are as an offense. And what I would love to see from them tonight is take a few chances and throw the ball down the field. They have the talent on the outside. There was opportunities watching last week.
So you'd come right out with it, Jason. You wouldn't wait. You'd put pedal to the metal right from the jump here and be aggressive.
100%. As a DB and a former corner, when guys aren't going deep and teams aren't challenging you vertical, it allows you to kind of sit on routes and know that, hey, they're not taking the top off the defense. They're not throwing the ball down the field. And I don't know if it's a combination of Mitch knowing that, hey, I got Kenny Pickett behind me. I don't want to make mistakes. So I want to make the right call, the right play, check the ball down if nothing's there. But they have to take advantage of some of these one-on-one opportunities. George Pickens, if it's third and four and he's one-on-one on the outside with a cornerback out there, whether it's Greg Newsome, whether it's Denzel Ward, throw one up at some point and give him a chance. We talked about when I was playing, once a quarter, if you're an offense, once a quarter, take a shot down the field so they respect you in that.
That's what Mac Jones did with Nelson Aguilar. That's what beat the Steelers. Yep. Exactly.
That's all it was. Right before half, taking an opportunity. Witherspoon is in great position. He plays good defense right there. But give Nelson Aguilar and Mac Jones credit because he goes up and he makes a play on the ball and is able to score a touchdown. And like you just said, that was a huge difference in that game mixed with the Cam Sutton dropped interception and then obviously my guy Gunner down there not being able to hold on to the punt.
Jason, what does it mean as a defensive back when a team won't really challenge the middle of the field? Because the Steelers haven't done that at all this year.
You lose that aspect of it. And I think whenever as a defense you're watching the film, you say, hey, well, the middle of the field, they don't want to throw the ball there. Because of whatever, it could be a combination of the coverage, could be a combination of the offense and the quarterback not feeling comfortable because the middle of the field is where it's dangerous. You saw that was where Mitch had his interception, looking to get the ball in the middle, ball tipped up, and now it's going the other way. It's hard to read that middle sometimes. And I think as a defense, when you know that, you can attack that weakness. And that's all the game of football is. You have coordinators that are sitting there, they're watching film, they're up top, they're looking down and fire. What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? How do we exploit the weaknesses and make sure we keep the strengths at bay? And that's all that is. So if you can't do something and you're one-handed, and defense or an offense are going to take advantage of it and find the weak spot.
Well, Jason, the Steelers offense, they've actually moved the ball all right whenever they've gone with the up-tempo. What position does that put the defense in when the offense is getting up there quickly?
It forces the defense to have to make decisions quickly, and a lot of times it simplifies the playbook. For a defense, when they start going fast, you don't have an opportunity to huddle up. For the coordinator up top, you usually have a smaller Rolodex of, all right, these are the plays. If it's going fast, these are the ones that I feel like the guys are most comfortable with. And then I think the biggest thing for the quarterback position is the defense doesn't have as much time to disguise. So for Trubisky, if he's under center and he gets up there and we're going tempo, he can look out there in the secondary and he can figure out what covers they're in right away, which may enable him to be able to make quicker decisions and decide where he wants to go with the ball.
Jason, when you watch the Steelers, does Najee Harris look healthy to you? Does he look like the guy he was during his rookie year?
He hasn't had that same level of production. I mean, he only has one run of over 10 yards so far this season, and we're used to kind of seeing him look so explosive, so fast, and getting the ball and getting into the secondary. But it's hard for me to say, hey, he's not the same guy. I mean, you watch the play where he catches the ball in a
flat.
No, I know. He pushes Mac Wilson off him. He jumps over McCourty. Like, if you can still make a play like that, that single play shows the explosiveness. But the one thing I will say is he's not getting the ball in his hands as much. And I don't know if that's a matter of, hey, it's a long season, we don't want to kind of just drive him into the ground, or whether it's a thing where it's, hey, he does have some ailments and we want to make sure we're protecting him and keeping him healthy. But the explosion's there, but the production just hasn't been. So, no, it doesn't look the same as when we saw him all over the field last year.
Jason, where can people get more of your stuff, man? Where can people watch and listen to Jason McCourty?
Yeah, like you said earlier, I'm on Good Morning Football every morning, 7 to 10 on NFL Network. And then social media. Everybody has social media. I'm on Twitter, at Jason McCourty, and then on Instagram, at McCourty Twin. So, talking football, enjoying retirement, and just having a fun time, getting a chance to talk with you guys.
Yeah, man.
Talk some Pittsburgh Browns football.
You bet. Great having you on. Keep up the good
work.
Thanks, Jason. We'd love to do it again. See you, Jason.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.